All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, September 20th of 2025. We have a ton of DFS action coming at you over the weekend here, so super exciting time to be playing some DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Thursday, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then we do the show here on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days and get your questions answered. All righty. Let's get SaberSim pulled up here. And we will jump into questions. And then kind of see where we go from there. All right. Cool. First question. Hey, Andrew, question regarding late swap. When clicking rebuild lineups in a current build after the slate locks, is this essentially the same as clicking on a late swap tab and building lineups? Thanks. Good question. So the answer is no. The main reason the answer is no is because a regular build, right? Like if I built my lineups in build two here, this treats all games as if they are unlocked. The late swap build, when it says, you know, swap one, has a added feature of what time is it right now, and if we are past a certain times, a certain game's time slot, it will lock those players in place so they can't be added or removed to lineups. That part is obviously important to late swap because you can't change those players anymore. Say that again. So after slate lock, it is always better to use the late swap build. The regular build will change all of the players whose games have started, which obviously you don't want. Or obviously isn't compatible with DK won't accept that. All right, another late swap question. Any late swap suggestions for NFL between default and build number? Okay, so a couple of things with late swap. What I would recommend, so in late swap, right, we're trying to take advantage of the most recent information available to us, right? Whether that be inactives and projection adjustments for the later games, or if that is live data, right? If you're on Ultimate, taking into account how the players have actually scored in your games up to that point, right? Those are kind of the two things that you want to take advantage of. So what I would do is wait for the afternoon sims to run when inactives come out, or at least wait for our team to let you know, like, hey, you know, you're basically good here. Right. So in case nobody's seen it, I'll pull it up. Hold on. Got to find it. Let's see. I'm looking for main slate. Okay, cool. So in the NFL lineup alert channel on Sundays, our team will post a message saying, hey, you know, these are our final sims for the morning. And then they'll also say, like, hey, these are our final sims for the afternoon. Or if a situation like last Sunday happens where basically we got all the inactives right and there were no surprise players brought up or down or surprise players rolled out, we'll let you guys know, hey, inactives came in as expected for the afternoon games. You're all set, right? Something we've been doing. So basically after this point, it is fine to build your late swap of lineups, right? Because the projections are locked in. So if you're on starter, you can build your late swap and submit it and be done, right? After that notice. If you're on ultimate, I would still build the swap. I would probably submit something just so you have something new in. But what I would do, right, is I would come back to my swap build before the next set of games started. And then I would rerun the contest sim, let my lineups be chosen, resave, and resubmit. The reason I'm coming back in that instance is because inactives come out, you know, 90 minutes before the game start, right? So let's say we run some new sims and everything is good about an hour before. Okay, good. You get some late swap lineups in an hour before. You still want to try and account for everything that occurred between that hour and then the next set of games starting. And it's a lot faster to just come into the same build, right? You don't need a new build. Rerun the sim. And let SaberSim decide which lineups are now best to put in to your contest based on everything that's occurred in the games that already started in the last hour, right? An hour ago, one lineup might have been the best ROI. Well, maybe something happened and things are going to happen, right? Now, it's maybe some other lineup is the best one to play instead, right? So in my experience, it's very quick to come in here, rerun the sim, let the sim rediversify. Save and upload. I could do that in a couple minutes, like definitely less than five. So you don't need to rerun your late swap build. You just let it sit there, come back, I don't know, 10 minutes before the next set of games start, rerun your sim and then resave and upload, right? Always give yourself like a little extra time there. But that is how I think is the best way to take advantage of late swap with regards to live data, especially for NFL. Somebody was asking me if we had live data for like what sports. So right now it's NFL, MLB, NBA. I'm pretty sure it's like those three. We do not have it currently for WNBA. I know that one's in progress. And we do not have it for college football, right? So what does that mean for those sports? That means that just focus on taking advantage of the projection adjustments. Those are going to be the biggest thing that you want to be aware of. So like, should I late swap or not? Well, it depends. Have any new sims run? Have any projections changed? Right. And then again, you can see that information summarized. Like if I go to college football lineup alerts, like, hey, it looks like somebody from this TCU game who was projected to be out is actually playing. And then that brought some other players' projection down as a result of it. Right. You go to WNBA, you're going to see the same thing, you know, players' projections will change, right? So worth noting for sure and just like being aware of that. But where we don't have live data, focus on projections. Where we do have live data for an ultimate, focus on capturing as much of the live data as possible because it's just basically more accuracy in the standings in the contest sim, right? If we know exactly how many points a player scores or has scored to a very long point in the game, well, then now we can better figure out what the standings are, what your chances are moving up, down, best swaps, et cetera, right? So that's what's going on there. But a couple good late swap questions to get us started today. Let's circle back here. All right, no more questions in office hours for now. It gives us an opportunity to build some lineups. So we're going to build some lineups for the Sunday NFL main slate. We did a build demo yesterday. This is college football, and I think we did DK, so why don't we swap over to FanDuel? Okay, build NFL, FanDuel. Quick question here. I found SaberSim very limited on mobile. I can't understand what anything means at the top of the columns because they are abbreviated. There's no way to expand that, and nowhere have I found an explanation. So on desktop, okay, a lot of things come with like hovering, right? So like, let's say that you're trying to figure out what's like a good example. What ownership is, right? Okay, you hover here, and then it says the ownership used to build your lineups. Hovering slash right-clicking on desktop The way you do it on mobile is you long press on stuff. So, like, for instance here, right, if I want to see what maybe, like, adjusted own is, right, I'm pretty sure I can hover here and I'll get a tooltip. I would try just pressing on that column and holding it down, and then I think the tooltip will appear. That's not how, you know, you could always – you can always ask, you know, it's okay, like, to ask about, like, all these different things. You can ask us in Discord. You can reach us by using the report a problem button. You can reach us with the question mark up here. Send a message to our team. We respond pretty fast, especially during, like, business hours. So teams, like, usually available, I would say, from about 10 a.m. Eastern to about 8 p.m. Eastern most days. So, pretty, like, solid, like, 10-hour window. You could ask us, you know, any question you have about columns or what things mean in the app. You could ask on this show. You know, we do this show 6 days a week. So we try and give people, like, a lot of different avenues to reach us. Happy to answer any question you have about whatever column you're trying to understand better. So just let us know. All right. Let's expand this back. And yeah, no problem. You're welcome. All right, cool. So, going to build some lineups for Sunday. Let's say that generally I'm pretty good with defaults here. On FanDuel, you do not need to make two adjustments to projections to generate lineups like you do on DK. So the only thing, I think I was doing something for optimizer mode demo earlier. Let's switch back to sim mode. Generally, always recommend using sim mode unless you're playing head-to-heads, cash games, anything like that. But say I'm pretty happy with the defaults. Okay, going to spin up this build, let lineups start generating. And let's scroll back to where we were in the table before. All right, this looks pretty good. Cool. So our lineups are building now, almost done. Lineups are just about finished building, going to load up right now. All right, lineups are finished. Our sim is running. Let's say we're building, you know, 150 lineups for a Sunday. Let's say we want to use portfolio diversifier, which is what we recommend. Let's change this back. Okay, 150, let's say diversify. I have this diversifier button just so you guys know, because I have this auto run diversifier off. I prefer it off personally here. Now, totally up to you guys whether to leave this on or off. I like to make changes and I don't want it to, like, turn on every single time I make a change. Like, we do, like, a lot of demos, right? Talking about, like, dupes and stuff like that. Well, if you're trying to filter out, you know, 10% of the highest geo mean lineups, right? You don't really know the number, right? You're kind of trying to figure it out. It's like, let's say I wanted to filter out, you know, some low projected lineups, right? Okay, I come in here, I do a filter for projected score greater than, and I don't know a number, right? I'm just going to make one up, 125. Every time I click save, the diversifier would run, right? And you know, I kind of haven't settled on, like, the number I want to use yet. Here I used way too big of a number, right? I would have to go down. Well, normally the diversifier would be running while I'm trying to kind of figure this out. So having it off by default just forces it not to run every single time and allows me to change more stuff and just kind of move a little bit faster. So, like, that's, like, a pro for having it off. That's why I use it off. And you'll see like a little selecting lineups. Basically, that's just making sure that you didn't trash any of your original 150. It's like, hey, are our 150 still there? Oh, okay, yeah, we're good. And then it just kind of goes away, right? It's not resolving anything. It's just basically checking here, right? So then once I'm happy, right, with whatever filters or whatever I apply, then I can just do one diversifier, right? But if you're using filters without like kind of a specific set number or multiple filters, right, it'll just keep running and keep running and keep running. So that's kind of why I kind of pushed for that toggle, as well as some users for sure. But I was very happy to see that become an option. All right. Next question. Can we get starter plan to be allowed to build 1 or 2K lineups? It is very difficult to put in enough volume and volume of quality lineups, non-duplicated under the current constraints. Obviously, you know, I can take your feedback back to the team for sure. Decisions like that are like definitely above my position here in the company, but it is my job to take feedback that users give back to the people who make those decisions. So I will be happy to mention that. A couple of things, just, you know, things that you can do, right? You can always split up your builds, run a certain set of contests in like one build, run a second set of contests in another build. I don't mind using the avoid duplicates cross lineup groups. Totally your call, you know, but I don't know if you're okay with it, right? If you want a unique entry in every lineup, I totally understand that. You know, it's something we advocate for, just to kind of spread out risk. I think it's okay sometimes to play a lineup more than once. So just some food for thought there, but I'd say breaking up into different builds. Like maybe you have a 150 and then multiple 20 maxes. Okay, run the 150 by itself. Maybe run one build with all your 20 maxes. Remember, you can rename these so to, you know, better track them. Okay, I'm going to have my 150 here. And then in, you know, build one, I'm going to have my 20s or something like that, right? A lot of optionality. So just some things you could do in the meantime, obviously, but I'll make a note here. All right. Got that down. Cool. So going to continue with this build demo for now. And we built our 150. Our Simran portfolio is up. Now, good opportunity to come in here, sort by exposure. I do want the leverage column over here. Okay, that looks good. All right. Before we jump into post-build analysis here, follow-up, how does separating them under starter plan work? What am I missing? So you'll get 500, you get 500 lineups per build, right? So you don't get 500 lineups total, right? So I could have 500 lineups in this build, 500 lineups in another, in another, in another. What you're doing, right, is instead of having your 150 and like say 220 maxes, right, 190 entries, having them all together, by separating them out, you're getting 500 lineups three different times. And with sim mode, right, the way sim mode works is every time we build your lineups, we're pulling different game sims and different combos of sims, which will lead to different lineups being built each time. I could run a build in, you know, in the 21 and then a build in the 150. I'm not going to get all of these same lineups. There might be a little overlap, but there are, you know, hundreds of thousands of millions, you know, tens of millions, maybe even, of different like lineup combos that you can build, you know, especially on like a Sunday classic slate, right? So Saber Sim, the way it's designed is to use all these different combinations, which lead to all these different lineups being built. That's why, like, if you and I ran a build at the same exact time, we're not going to get the same lineups. We would get the same lineups if we were using optimizer mode, right? Because this is trying to figure out the highest projected lineup possible. And there's only like one mathematical answer for that. So separating into different builds can just give you more lineups, increase your lineup to pool ratio, right? If I need 40 lineups out of 500 in this 20 build and then 150 out of 500 in the second one. It's better than needing 190 out of 500 in a single build, right? So that could be a pro for separating the contest out into different builds. All right, next question. If I add ownership to a player that nobody's looking at, say around 1% ownership, if that player booms, if I have like 15%, will I have a leverage on the rest of the field? Yeah, absolutely, right? So, you know, if a player is 1% owned, 2% owned, right? If you have 6%, 10%, 15%, right? That is a lot of leverage on the field. And we did a series like a while back where we interviewed some of the winners of our some SaberSim users who had won Millimakers, right? And there was one particular user interview that I like remember. And he was saying, like, you don't need 50% of a 1% owned player. You could have 10% of that player and still have like plenty of leverage on the field and put yourself in like a phenomenal position to win. So it's just basically saying, like, understand, you know, the risk that you're assuming by playing a 1% owned player, right? And make sure that you don't assume too much risk in playing them, right? So I think there is a, I think it's okay to like, hey, you don't need, you know, 30%, 25% of a 1% owned guy. It's okay to play, you know, 15%, like you said, 10%, right? So everything I always look at before I submit my lineups, I always come in here and sort by this leverage column, right? I want to see what players I have positive leverage on. You know, these are players I'm going to be taking a stand for, right? I have more exposure to them in my set of lineups than the field does. And then inversely, right, what players am I taking a stand against? Now, I'm more interested in looking at players plus or minus like 10% leverage. Here, I'm pretty flat overall, right? Negative 4% is like the lowest. And then positive 14 is the highest, which there are two players, and they both make sense. Charbonnet is out for Seattle, and Aaron Jones is out for Minnesota. So these backs that were splitting carries now are going to be the workhorses, and it just puts them in a really good spot to excel, right? So I think that these two stands in particular make sense, and then we can kind of go from there. But leverage, very, very important to be aware of. All right, how do we make it use Saber Score for that specific entry limit on each one and then avoid dupes across lineups played? So if you are building in different builds, it will be harder to confirm that you are not using any lineup twice. However, I think you might end up with a much smaller number of lineups kind of overlaid than you might think. I think you could test this, right? You could test this on like today, if you have some time, right? Run it, save it, submit it, and then see how many lineups kind of overlap there. That's like one way of doing it. But there's no way to make sure you don't overlap across lineup builds. Now, if you want to use Saber Score, right, by default, what I would do is set up a template for that and then change diversity from portfolio to uniques. Then you're able to rank by Saber Score here, right? So that is the way I would do that. You could also do that within like a manual group, right? I changed diversity to uniques. My rank by changes to ROI here, but I can change it to Saber Score and then whatever Saber Score I want it to be, right? Say I do want to use large slate 1K to 10K, right? You could change it manually here. So that's how you change to Saber Score. We backtested this just so you guys know. So I was talking to somebody. Okay, I do want to, this is the point I want to touch on. I was talking to somebody about this. So Starter uses Portfolio by default now. Okay, Portfolio. Ultimate uses Portfolio Plus, All right, there's like a little plus icon here. In our back testing, when we were creating portfolio, well, let's just talk about differences first. Portfolio Plus uses the exact contest you're playing, all of the exact payout structures, and then it uses it for every single one you're playing. Portfolio is also a contest sim. But what Portfolio does, it uses one simplified contest sim. It's not using the actual contest data. And then it runs that, and then it uses ROI kind of behind the scenes to solve your portfolio. So you can't see the ROI, but the portfolio solver is using the ROI of that simplified contest sim to pick your lineups. So like if I had to like write this out, right? I'm going to do this like in the search bar. So it's Portfolio Plus is the best, followed by Portfolio, and then followed by SaberScore. I don't think I'm going to be able to write it all, but yeah, so like it's Portfolio Plus first, then Portfolio, then SaberScore. So Portfolio back tested better than sorting by SaberScore did, which is, you know, we wanted to upgrade Starter too. So that's why we created Portfolio, because we understood that, hey, you know, Min Uniques and SaberScore are worse than this is. So let's help Starter users out too and create Portfolio at a minimum here. If it shows it for you, I wouldn't question it, and I would just let it be. So that's good that you have that, you know, visual representation too. If it shows it like this, like, hey, great, awesome. Maybe my understanding is incorrect. All right, so ran a build here, talked through some like leverage stuff, answered a bunch of questions. Think we're all set. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back on Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.